Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Well, since Russia's large-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, there have been many calls for support and aid for the region. The latest comes from Irish citizen and Ukraine native Luba Healy, who is set to journey to the region later this year, and she joins me now in studio. You're very welcome to the show, Luba. So this is not your first big journey home to try and bring aid to people, I suppose, that you know and love in the wider Ukrainian community. Tell me what you've planned.
That's right. Thank you again for having me here. What we planned, I actually said to myself, it's going to be one of the special trips. We've done numerous trips with my family, my husband Eugene and Harry McLaughlin, who's never failed. Anytime I have something good, like ambulance or a few buses, they're always there. So I took actually a month and a half from work, from reflect my life, and I'm never stopped really collecting wheelchairs, collecting that much needed aid for, and I'm talking from children to elderly to nappies to warm socks and everything else. At the moment, we have an ambulance that needs to be fixed. And yesterday we got the Jeep that we have to check it out. I have already probably up to 100-150 sets of crutches, probably 60-80 wheelchairs and clothes and underwear, everything else. I always welcome more. And this time around, I'm going to drive myself.
You're going to drive the ambulance with all of the aid in the back, everything that you can possibly fit in, and you're going to drive it across Europe to your hometown, which is between Odessa and Kyiv.
Yes, that's right.
And what are you expecting to see when you arrive there? How has it been impacted by the war?
I have to say, last time I went into Ukraine when I brought the body of my granny, who was 101, and all which she wished for, to go to her home and been set off from her husband's bed where he lay. My granddad passed away when he was 85, and Nana lived until 101. I never said no to her ever in my life.
That you actually brought your grandmother, didn't you, from Ukraine to Ireland when the war started.
Yeah.
And she passed away here at the age, she's 101, and you drove her back to be reunited with her husband in Ukraine like you had promised her.
Absolutely. That was the last promise. My Nana never left Ukraine in her life, and that wasn't her wish to come to here. I have to trick her in some ways. I said to her, I actually didn't sleep. Every 3 hours I would be awake and texting them, are you okay? And do you know what? I couldn't sit on the couch and wait and not sleep. What is good to anybody?
It was a nightmare.
I said, do you know what? I'm going to get up and do something about it.
And when you went back there, what were conditions like? And what is everyday life like for people in the area that you know?
I'm coming back. I'm originally from Kirovograd region, my town called Gavron. It's between Odessa and Kyiv. Only 3 weeks ago, it was 9 streets was wiped out by the drones. Drones constantly flying over town where I am, but we are not badly hit. Yet when we brought my Nana last time, we actually drove with the body in ambulance. Under her coffin was a lot of aid, and on top of her coffin was white flowers. And that's the last wish that I promised to her. I bring you the way I got you. We hired the camper van, and all my family went, including my baby, 4-year-old. He was 3 at a time. And my son, who always go with us, and he's actually so excited to go with us all the time. He's seen how desperate people is there. He's seen the hands of the people really, really cracked and how grey their faces. They are so much need support of Ireland. Ireland being absolutely marvelous. And
they need that aid that you talk about, the ambulances, the crutches, the wheelchairs.
Yeah. Absolutely. They need everything more than ever, because now it's time when people kind of give up on Ukraine being
shaded. And do you feel that? Do you feel like people have given up on Ukraine, that people have forgotten about Ukraine, not intentionally, but it has just gone on for such a long time now?
Absolutely. Ukraine being shadowed with Gaza, and I feel for Gaza. And I said it once, and I gonna say it again. It's no point sit on the couch and cry. I could sit and cry what happened in Gaza and one child being lost. It's too many for me. But Ukraine being shadowed by Gaza, and I feel for Gaza, and we have to help as much as we can. But Ukraine now, I greatly believe that Ukraine is a bumper for Europe. Ukraine not that far. It's only 2.5 hours away by plane. And it's marvelous, marvelous country with a lot of good land, agricultural land. I am a vet doctor by trade, a veterinarian. And for me to see homeless dogs running around, be shooshed away because it's not enough food for people who's there. Okay. And I feel that Ukraine need that support, because I do not want to wake up one day to see Russian tank go through Ireland. I lived through SSSR. I had only little sniff, but to go to school, and in school we were taught it's no religion, it's no this, it's no that, it's only communism and everything else. I do not want to see my children grow up. I have 16-year-old Frankie, Hannah Rose, and Harrison. He's 4. They deserve to live in free country with free speech and free continent. So Ukraine being forgotten.
Luba Healy, good luck in your journey across Europe to Ukraine, and you might come in to us on your safe return and tell us about your experience there.
I would love to come back. And if anybody would like to help us, you know my phone number is 087-97-321-98. And my charity called Luba, Love Ukraine Benefit Allies.
Thank you, Luba.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.